the whole thing's run by the pharmaceutical companies now and the insurance agencies. And that's the truth, and, you know, don't take my word for it. Look into yourself, and you'll find the same thing. Well, let me see. And while we're talking about health, you got a pencil and paper. I've talked about this before. The original antibiotic, before they had penicillin, it was called colloidal silver. It was real expensive back then in the 1930s. When they found penicillin, everybody switched over. But as they found out in time, germs have a way of mutating against pharmaceutical-type concoctions like penicillin. And the only antibiotic that bacteria can't build an immunity to is colloidal silver. And the only sensible amount of potency to use is 1,100 parts per million. You go in the local health food stores or whatever, even drug stores, now you find colloidal silver. It's 5 parts per million, 10 parts per million, 50 parts per million. These things are worthless, pretty much. You know, they're just using the word colloidal silver and they give you close to nothing. And you're just wasting your money. So if you want to do the natural antibiotic that the germs can't mutate against, and this is good for probably 100 different serious problems, there's a whole list. I'm just going to give you the phone number. Call the people up and order some 1,100 parts per million colloidal silver so you have it on hand. The number is 1-800-952-7921. This is real medicine. 1-800-952-7921. I use it myself. And those are the kind of products I like to help promote because this is an educational show. Oh, and by the way, in case you haven't forgotten, and we talk a minute or two about this each week, I am the 2020 presidential candidate. My agenda is simple, solve the problems. I'm an expert at solving problems. Instead of forming committees and debating things, I'll do what Trump wanted to do. I'll just go in there and tell everybody, well, this is what we need to do here, this is what we need to do here, and I'll assign the workload down. And that's the basis for what I'm running on. I know how to take command of the situation. I know how to solve virtually any problem that exists in the world today. I don't need a team of advisors. I just need people to follow the commands I give them. And as commander-in-chief, I have the right to do that. And solving problems is easy. As I said it before, I am the most qualified person to be the president of the United States because I'm somebody that I'm a common person. I know what the people are suffering from. I know what the people need. You know, the 99% of the population, or I think it's up to 99.5% now. But unfortunately, the so-called representatives in Congress, they have a clue, because they're all living in a little bubble. They never walked down a dark street in their lives. They don't know anything about what's going on in the big cities and stuff. I, on the other hand, you know, as I was growing up, I used to do deliveries in all these places. I met the people. I understand. It's a different culture, you know. It's a different lifestyle. And the needs of the poor people are not being taken care of, really. And all these stupid plans they come up with, none of them work, because these people in the Congress, they don't have any brain power. They lack wisdom. Oh, my God, do they lack wisdom. And that's the rough deal there. So anyhow, You want to start on the right path with the only natural antibiotic, colloidal silver. Again, 1,100 parts per million, that's the amount you need to do to get some results. The number is 1-800-952-7921. Well, let me just switch the scene because I'm pretty good at that. I can just jump from one thing to another. I've talked before, the name of the show, Connect the Dots. It's taken after the name of my new book out there, Connect the Dots Theory. The book connects more dots than any book ever setting out to connect dots ever did. It mentions the, I list 39 ongoing conspiracies that we should pay attention to. Let me just call everybody's attention. Back about 2010, if you can remember back that far, it's quite a ways now, 7 years, all of a sudden there was the mass animal killings happening all over the world. You know, birds, 100,000 birds were found dead. 200,000 fish were found dead. And the it went on and on. It went on for a year or two. And our asleep at the wheel, so-called scientific experts, claimed they were baffled at what was going on here. And no surprise, I mean, anybody who figured it out, they were certainly not going to be allowed to speak about it on the news media, the controlled news media of the big companies. Well, the mass animal killings, they were successful ventures by the secret world government, the shadow government, whatever we want to call them, the guys working the wheels behind the scenes that are hooked up with the military people and aligned with the world control program. Well, the mass animal killings were the testing of the new weapons. Now, these weapons will be used on human beings in the very near future. They went to test them on the animals first to make sure they work, and boy, they passed all the tests wherever they used them. Hundreds of thousands of creatures just died, and for no apparent reason. Well, and when you use an energy weapon, it doesn't really leave that much of a trace, no obvious trace. And, of course, the so-called scientists, energy weapon, they think that's a cartoon, you know, something out of a cartoon. Maybe it used to be, but they're real. They're here. They've got these weapons, and they are planning to use them. And it's going to be a use on people. I mean, if they can make flocks of birds hemorrhage from the inside out and bleed to death, well, they can do that with humans too, right? It's not too pleasant, but it's waiting, lurking out there. That's why I talk about things like this every week, because we, the people, have to save ourselves. Because when the lunatic makes the call and says, now it's time, they're going to start killing people by the millions. And the energy weapons are capable of doing that. And, of course, you know, they'll make us suffer a lot before they finally go into the final kill. You know, we've been warned for years now, and the Congress refuses to do anything. EMP attacks. We're not ready for that. That'll throw chaos and kill millions and create total havoc, introduction of martial law. And then eventually they'll decide, all right, it's time to use the energy weapons. And then those maniacs who want to kill us, 90% or more of the human race, will pretty well succeed at doing it. And as I explain in my book, The ETs are behind this. Who else wants to kill off 90% of the humans? Of course the ETs. Because there's too many humans on the planet for them to control now. And they want to keep their control. The book also points out the human race has been under the control of ETs for the last 300,000 years, if not longer. And it's time we just face up to it. Yeah, the information is there. The historical information has been discovered. It's been put in books, and you just haven't read about it. But I've tried to correlate as much as possible in my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's to bring you out of the Stone Age you're in now, up into it's like a beginner's course to get introduced to other dimensions of reality. I call them other zones of reality, because we have that ridiculous thing with the word dimension. You know, it also refers to measurements. So people get confused. Double means for words are no good. Great for the comedians, but for intelligent conversation now, we should get rid of the double means. That's why I call I refer to the other dimensions of reality as the other zones of reality, because they are different zones, different energy parameters in each one. It's the easiest way to explain it, and I go into explaining it in my book. And while we're talking on conspiracies here, I mean, there's just, like I mentioned, 39. I can't get into them in an hour show, no way. But what about the taking of your blood conspiracy? Anybody know where the blood goes? Do they take the blood, do the tests on it? Blood's a valuable commodity. I don't believe they're giving it away or throwing it in the garbage. Somebody's getting that used blood. You know, either they're feeding it to the animals and putting it in the animal feed, or the ETs. I heard some of the ETs like to drink blood and mix it with powder or something like that. So, Dracula, blood-sucking creatures, they're out there. Also, I've heard about some of these extraterrestrials, they eat people, just like the Twilight, in the Twilight Zone episode. And that's a perfect one to watch, just to wake you up and see the reality. You know, aliens coming here pretending to be our friends, and what do they want to do? They want to eat us. They want to fatten us up to eat us. Amazing. But that is a conspiracy. Every time I ask people, like, where does the blood go? Never once did anybody have an answer. That's pretty scary, you know? And I ask professional people. I ask doctors and people in hospitals, and nobody really knows where it goes. So I'm just saying that's a conspiracy. It's going somewhere. And we should be concerned about that, especially sharing blood with extraterrestrials we can't trust. I mean, you know, we're making it too easy for them to kill us off once they understand, like, what they could put in our blood to kill us. They'd make it even easier. They won't even need the energy weapons at that point. But, of course, people are going to use the energy weapons, too. And, of course, there is a certain small percentage of the population that doesn't even know they're serving the aliens, but they are. I wish I could talk to the people personally on all these secret projects that the aliens are part of and tell them, listen, you can't trust those creatures you're working with. First of all, they're telepathic. They can put ideas in your head and can really confuse you, especially if you haven't learned to telepathically communicate. These are things we need to be concerned about, because a big trap is being laid for the human race, and they're going to ensnare us in it. It's just a matter of time unless we gain control of the situation. And the leaders in this country, they are not in control. They don't even have a clue that this is going on. They watch the CNN news meeting. That's what's going on. I'm telling you, chain of command conspiracies. The over, you know, chain of command conspiracies. They're happening right in front of us. You know, they're ordering people to do things against their will, and the people are sheeple. They're not being turned into sheeple. The people are sheeple, and they're listening to the so-called authorities tell them any stupid thing. But guess what? I mean, you know, I hate to just keep talking about bad things, but the FEMA camps, people have investigated those things already. They look like concentration camps, and when the authorities tell you to go ahead for a concentration camp, you may never see daylight again, because that's what they want. It's easier to kill people in concentrations. And talking about the authoritative structures, just ordering people around without any consideration for them, there's something recent, disrespectfulness in London, I'll call this. I think it happened just yesterday, 2 a.m. in the morning. The authorities in London went to housing complexes, high rises after that big fire that they said weren't fire safe, and they ordered the people out of their residences at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now we're talking about thousands of people displaced, told they had to leave immediately, no preparation time or anything like that. Now there's some, you know, there's a clear story of abuse there. People having power, ordering, interfering in other people's lives, you know, under the false pretense of, oh, well, it might be a fire trap. Well, fine, you know, you should tell people that, but at the same time, give them a reasonable amount of time to get out, you know, and don't force them to get out. I mean, they did everything but draw guns on these people, apparently. And they probably would have done that if they didn't cooperate, because that's the kind of world we're in now. It's crazy. Well, what can I say? That's, you got to be reminded. I got to use this show to remind people, you know. If you ever thought about calling into a show, call into this one. I'm sure, I don't care who you are, I'm sure there's one thing in your life you were able to connect the dots with, and that's what you should be talking on this show. I'm capable of talking about any topic, so you bring one up and I'll say something irrelevant to it. But I just want to remind everybody that it was in 1977, the U.S. Senate hearings confirmed that between for a 20-year period between 1949 and 1969, 239 populated areas in the United States were contaminated with biological agents. And they didn't tell the people they were doing this. That's our government, the United States of America. We did this to our own people. And now our government is allowing the same thing to go on with these stupid chemtrails. And the only thing I say is this is where we got to draw the line in the sand. And we, you know, I'm asking anybody listening to me, tweet the president to stop the planes from spraying the poisons. You know, whether you like him or not, we know he can write an executive order, and that's the fastest way to stop this. Because I'm sure even he has some inkling of an idea. If they're spraying poison into the air, when he goes out and plays golf, he's going to be sucking it in. And their planes are almost out there every day. Amazingly, they had like a 2-3 day lap over here on the East Coast in New York. I don't know what the holiday was, but it was refreshing not to see the planes up as they are every other day or every day. So I guess they even the chemtrail pilots have to go take a vacation now and then. But I'm sure it'll be continuing real soon. The new economy. That's why, another reason I'm running for president. I invented the new economy. An economy, we don't need bankers. We don't need leeches. And the people doing the most work should be making the ones making the most pay. That would be justice. And I'm trying to exemplify it with the products I'm selling. In fact, I'm making this as simple as possible for you to understand. I'm only asking $10 for a CD. CD is worth much more than that. If I had major label distribution, every air station in America would be playing these songs because they're that good. You know? What do you want me to lie to you and say the songs suck? Would that make you feel happy? Well, I don't waste my time with lies. You know, I know I got some real classic songs on that disc. So I'm charging $10 for it, but you can get it for nothing. This is how you do it. You got to mail the money, cash, seed, check, or money order. You know, most people don't, are afraid to mail cash. And it's probably smart not to do that. You got to mail it to the address listed on my radio page. You go down to the Connected Dots show, you punch on my name, and there's the profile and there's the address to mail it to. And just slip a note there. I'd like a receipt for my political donation to your campaign. And it's perfectly legal. I am running for president in 2020, just like I did in 2016. And I'll send you the receipt with the CD in the mail. That way, when it comes around to tax time, you can take that $10 off your taxes, and therefore you didn't pay anything. It didn't cost you anything. But I've got other products to sell if you're not happen to be in music. And I have to do it this way, have you mail to my address and then mail you the CD. Because if you just PayPal me, I wouldn't have your address where to mail you the CD. It's a collector's item, too. You know, you might be able to get more money for it if you want to resell it after, because I'm probably the only presidential candidate who had, you know, singer, songwriter, recording artist, and has material for sale and was selling CDs from his radio show. But I've got other products for sale. It's the same procedure again. It's $10. A cardboard pyramids. I sell them. I cut them up. You know, I got to do the work. I need to get paid for it. And I'll mail it back to you in pieces, and you tape it together. You know, you can make it yourself. But if, you know, you'd rather have somebody else make it, why would you want a cardboard pyramid? Because it keeps the bananas fresh. I talk about it in my book. You know, once I started reading about pyramids, found out that no matter what you make the substance out, you'll still collect the energy with it. And what it does, you put a banana under a pyramid, it lasts for weeks, never goes brown. And when you take it out, it's a little less sweet, but we know bananas go rotten in a couple of days. So you buy a lot of bananas, you want to keep them fresh until you get to eat them all. You put them under a cardboard pyramid. Of course, it's got to be big enough to fit bananas under. So, you know, you just mail me the request for a pyramid and $10 donation. You know, if you don't need the receipt for the donation, that's okay, too. And what else do I have for sale? I've got my rock and roll movie called Subway Fantasy. That's right, all original music on it. Played by bands that I had the privilege of filming a number of years ago. And I put it into a story connecting it with the subway, and I call it Subway Fantasy. It's a rock and roll extravaganza, nonstop, from the minute it starts, no intermission. And that's a $20 item. But it's a DVD that you'll watch more than once. It's that entertaining. And what do you want me to say? It's not entertaining? I mean, that probably would make some people happy. But, you know, I got products that they're good. And that's why I'm selling them, because they're worth something. And I've got mazes. That's right. We've seen them in books before. Well, I got mazes for sale. It's simple. I invented this back when I was going to school, and believe me, I used to pass them around the class. Just a single page maze, 8.5 by 11. But I invented a special technique to make it difficult. And people looked at these mazes. I would pass them around the class in school. They would look at them for hours, and they would give up. They wouldn't be able to figure their way through the maze. You know, that's how good these mazes are. And you say, how can you do that? Well, there's a trick to it, you know. And that's another item you can get. You got children, you want them to rack their brains out to see if they can get through a maze. Well, let me tell you, if I make a maze, you might not be able to get through it, and I won't have the secret way through it. I'll just send it to you, you know, $5 a maze, and basically, you'll probably end up giving up, you know. They're that good, and it takes a creative mind to do that, and that's why I have a creative mind. That's why I'm good at solving your problems. But it's another product I have for sale. And, that's it for the sales pitch. And, of course, if you go down to my radio show, connect the dots, punch on my name, go to my profile, and click on my other site, there's the donate button where you can just donate to my campaign like the other people ask for. I'm only asking for, you know, $10 donations, $20, stuff like that. If you want to give more, if you can give more, it would certainly help me out. But I'm chugging along with this campaign regardless. Without a dime in my pocket, I'm just going to go on guts alone. And can I say, I am the most qualified person to be the president, because to be here talking live on a radio show and say the president of the United States is the easiest job in the world, you know I got to know what I'm talking about. You know that I got to be good at what I do, which is take command of a situation. And that's what the president needs to do, to be able to take a command of the situation. Unfortunately, our dear president is over his head right now, whether he knows it or not. But we can actually change all that, you know? Let me see. You can say this is fantasy, but how could we change things if we thought and things are in a bad situation? If the states had the guts to call for a constitutional convention, we could change the laws and hold a new election immediately. and changed the law so one rich people can never run for president again, because they don't know. Rich people really basically don't know about what it is to be poor or even lower middle class. You know, maybe there's a few of them out there, but I say there should be a law, because here we have another rich guy, and he's just like all the other rich guys. Doesn't understand what the average people have to go through, you know? And that's the kind of person we need to serve the American people, you know? A president who's from the common folks, you know, who knows what it is to be poor, who knows what it is to have to struggle paycheck to paycheck. And so it could be done right now, but I don't believe the state authorities have the guts to do something like that. They should, and it's just an idea I'm putting forth tonight. I also have another idea. I need a backup team. You know, I'm doing this whole project myself. You got to give me credit for that, and I'll do the best I can by myself. But if I had a backup support team, like people willing to do the chemtrail tweet for me, because there has to be a lot of us, you know. If I did it just myself, that's not enough. If, you know, President Trump gets millions and millions of tweets, stop the chemtrail planes from flying, he might decide to think about it or start asking people, what are they talking about? I don't think he knows. But he needs to find out, because that's our best chance to stop this insanity. But like I said, if I had a support team, because I have ingenuity, we could start solving a lot of the problems here in America without getting government approval first. We'll just do it in a way that they won't be able to interfere. And how do we do that? Ingenuity. What's the game plan? You never reveal your game plan if you want to win. But I'm the guy who has the game plans to do that. And I would need a support team to do something like that. In fact, I could override a lot of the decisions they do just with the power of suggestion if I had a support team. But, you know, perhaps in time it'll come. But I hope there are people out there listening to this that are interested in tweeting the president, stop planes from spraying us with poison. That's the simple statement that has to be made. Mr. President, please stop the planes that are spraying the poison on us, because it's weakening us all. And as I think I mentioned before, there were actually not only are the nanoparticles, aluminum, and all other kinds of poisons, they're putting insect DNA in the chemtrails now. So an attempt to change the DNA of human beings. Now, I had an interesting discussion with someone the other day about DNA. And supposedly, we're all running on two strands of DNA, one from our mother and one from our father. And there's 10 dormant DNA strands in human beings, and this is what needs to be activated for us to move ahead evolutionary spiritually. And there are people that are out there that are accomplishing this now, but this is where the focus has to be on, to move beyond the mind control, because we are a mind control world at this point. And as another little public service message here, if you're in a town that they're fluoridating the water, oh, God, please, either move out of that town or never touch a drop of it again, because fluoride in the water, it calcifies your pineal gland, if you ever heard of it. It's your spiritual connection to the universe. So if they calcify your pineal gland, that really makes you brain dead to some point of degree. And they're doing this on purpose. They've been doing this for years to unsuspecting people. So you need to look into that. Does your town fluoridate the water? Move out of town. And which reminds me, I got to pause for a second here. I got to take a drink of water myself. That's it. Oh, that was refreshing. And what kind of water am I drinking? John Ellis water. I've told you guys about it before. It's the best water on the planet. You know, there's an old saying, they said it couldn't be done. You've all heard that. They said it couldn't be done. Well, John Ellis, the inventor of John Ellis water, proved the scientists wrong. The scientists said you can't change the bond angle of the hydrogen atom to the oxygen atom in water, you know, H2O. Hydrogen and oxygen make water. That's what they said. You can't change the bond angle. Well, John Ellis proved it. And he spread the angle up to 114 degrees. And that makes something very special happen to the water. It takes on an energizing property, and it makes it wetter. Wetter water is better because the surface tension gets lowered when you increase the bond angle like that. And so when the surface tension of water becomes less, it gets into the cells easier and immediately. You know, water inside your body, it's water in the living system. It has to be changed so it can go in and out of the cells. Well, when you're drinking John Ellis water at 114-degree bond angle, it's ready to go into the cells. Plus, it has a negative charge on it. Helps collect out all the poisons that are accumulated in your body. Plus, he has the machines, the electron 4, the electron 5. Just simply hook them up to your rotten tap water, and it takes everything out. Uses argon lamps, disinfects. Anyhow, you can get a free ounce sample of this delicious water that I drink personally. It'll improve your health without even trying. Just call 570-296-0214, and they'll explain everything to you there. And you can get a free 1 ounce sample of this delicious energized water. How about that? Free, shipped to you free, I believe. Anyhow, the number is 1-570-296-0214. Do something good for your body. This is real health care we're talking about here. And that is another public service message for the day. So let me go back to where I was before with the conspiracies. You know, one of the, I call it the moon conspiracy. It's in my book. You know, we all wonder, why did we go back to the moon? Well, the stories, you know, kind of catch out of the bag now there. The ETs who kind of own the moon, they told us we're not welcome there. And that's why we haven't gone back. We'll be interested to see how well the Chinese fare when they attempt their walk on the moon. Well, what's really interesting, what I call it the moon conspiracy, is that there's so many sources of information about the moon, and just about none of them agree with each other. you go figure on that one, right? Why are these all these discrepancies on information about the moon? It's unbelievable, you know? And why do they seemingly wipe out the stars on the pictures? The ones they want to show us, you know? There's just so much nonsense going on there. It's unbelievable. And for a while there was a video where they were talking about the piles of gold on the moon the astronauts saw, but that information was never meant for us to find out. And how about the Mars conspiracy? You know, just nonsense of talking about getting there. Meanwhile, we have secret projects there using teleportation to get there. We got military systems up there supposedly guarding for invasions or something. Anyhow, Mars, that's why. And when they send the rovers up, they send them into where they make sure they're not going to run into anything. And all this talk about a two-year trip to Mars and volunteers to Mars, what a scam when they know what's really going on. But here's something interesting, just when you thought you heard everything about Mars, and it's in my book. I mentioned we've all seen pictures of the face on Mars. Now, when you read a book called The Lost Book of Enki, E-N-K-I, you know, one of the whirling beings from the 12th planet, that the original ruler of the 12th planet, his name was Alalu, A-L-A-L-U, of the planet Nibiru, however you pronounce it. I call it the 12th planet. Well, in the book, The Lost Book of Enki, there's a story about the leader, Alalu, and the now leader, Enyu, had a wrestling match to determine who was going to maintain rule. So there's where wrestling came from. How about that? And they would, supposedly, as the story goes, they wrestled naked. Anyhow, Alalu lost a match, but then he did something disgusting to the other guy. I won't mention it. And he was banned, thrown out of the kingdom of the 12th planet, and they sent him off to Mars to die. But after he was dead, they built a monument with his face looking out to space. So the face on Mars might be the tomb structure over the disposed of one-time leader of the ruler of the 12th planet. And the 12th planet, yeah. I go into a lot of comparisons in my book because these are the guys who enslaved the human race for the last 300,000 years, if not longer. They've come here to rob our minerals and take whatever else they can. Plus, they left all their dirty, rotten habits with us, and that's why we still have them today. That's why there's despicable people walking around. I make a clear comparison of that, and all that information for those conclusions I made were in two books, The 12th Planet and The Lost Book of Enki. And, you know, these are things that everybody should be familiar with. You know, the 12 planets, these are the originators of the false gods. They set themselves up as the false gods and had people bowing down and worshiping you. And that's what the bowing down is all about. The real God doesn't need you to bow down. The false gods do because it makes them feel important. You know, that information is out there. You don't know about it, well, you haven't been looking for it. And then we have the conspiracies, the withhold the scientific knowledge to You realize that if it wasn't for a whistleblower, none of us would know about the ancient Arrow site in New Mexico, 23 caves carved out of solid rock. And government found out about it and sealed it off. Do you realize what a wonderful experience that would be for people to visit that and see what was left by other time travelers or space travelers? And there's all other kinds of things that they've kept from us. You know, the world controllers who are controlled by the 12th planet. They're the major controllers. I'm sure there's other little factions here doing their dirty work. I mean, what about the cattle mutilations? Come on, you know. That's for the benefit of the aliens. And those are the ones that have to drink the blood. I think that's what they're doing it for. That's why the blood's always missing. And no surprise there. But it's important to understand what a corrupt... All the governments of the world are corrupted. I mean, we think of ourselves in the United States. Yeah, we are the greatest country on the planet now, but our government is infiltrated by rotten son of a bitches. There's no better word for it. You know, rotten, ET-serving traitors that are doing the bidding for the rotten ETs that just want to control us and steal our natural resources. And this is the reality, and everybody in government is looking the other way and allowing the proxies of the 12th planet and other ETs to get away with murder, literally. They abduct people in national parks all the time. That's more stuff that isn't being told to you. And the list of bad things just go on and on. You know? But there's enlightenment in my book. It's not all about bad things. That's just one chapter where I list the conspiracies. I list them. That's basically it. I don't get into them because you could write a whole book on each one. But here's an interesting comment, and this is about the importance of recognizing geometry, because geometry is a language in itself, and the higher evolved races use it. Even the bad ETs use geometry. Even the demonic beings use geometry. But here's something that was said about the importance of geometry. Back in the 17th century, the famous astronomer Galileo said that the language of the universe is written in mathematics, and the characters are triangles, circles, and other geometrical figures, without which it is humanly impossible to understand a single word of it. Well, there you have it from Galileo himself, the importance. And what I make comment on in that particular chapter of my book called Mark of the False Gods, I mention the statement and then I go on to explain what are the marks of the false gods, taking notice of both the common and unusual public displaying of certain geometric shapes will help you recognize evil. And that is true. That's why we know Washington is ruled by evil. The geometry is there. They've got a city 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. That's a mark of evil. Mark of the false gods. And they got the world's largest obelisk in the center of it. And that's how they keep people dumb in Washington. You know, they broadcast out of that thing 24/7. And the smartest thing for the U.S. government to do maybe they could start thinking correctly. They need to vacate Washington, D.C. Perhaps move back to New York, which was one of the original capitals. And while we're talking about capitals, I've got an interesting story that we'd say, yeah, let's go back to those days. Well, I think Philadelphia was the first capital of the United States. And when the federal government was in Philadelphia, they were already making annoying decisions that were irritating the general public. And back in that day, you could rally up the people and forcibly chase people out of town. And that's exactly what they did in Philadelphia. Large crowds of people gathered, went down to where the federal government was conducting its business, and they basically, physically ran them out of town. Now, that's the American spirit. Unfortunately, we can't do things like that nowadays, but it happened. And it just goes to show you that things weren't looking too good in the beginning. And, of course, that's one of the most important philosophical statements that I have in my book. I'll read it right out of the book. Connected dots theory concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind really prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And this is exactly what has happened to our great United States. And it was happening already in the first capital, Philadelphia. And then, of course, there was the planned takeover. While they reestablished the government back in New York City, and they were planning the capital in Washington, the whole thing, because the way it lays out proves that evil was behind the laying out of the Capitol, because they had it in mind that they were going to eventually take further control of the United States to use in future endeavors. And that's what's being done now. The United States, being the only real superpower left, is being used to take over the world. And we could stop it, you know, if we had some control over our government. I mean, the lawmakers are the ones who could stop it easily, but they are so mind-controlled themselves. And part of the fact is where they're at in Washington. You can't think straight in Washington, because you got the world's giant obelisk sending numbing frequencies into your brain to where you can't reason. And then you have the little suggestions being implanted by all the mind control whizzes, including the ETs. And then they got the machines that can do it now, send you the little suggestions. And that's why these people, they're a hopeless case, a whole lot of them. You know, that's why they never get anything done, you know. And we don't have much. We've got to stop dreaming. They are not going to save us. We have to save ourselves. That's why I keep talking about these things on this show, because we, the people, have to save ourselves. You know, so anyone listening out there, tell your friends about the chemtrail plan. Chemtrail, tweet the President of the United States. We have to go through the real top here, because everybody else is worthless and they have no power or authority to do anything. And it's all been compromises, and there's too many other people in key and important places. And That's it. We need to make a stand. That's this. I'm saying this is the line in the sand that has to be drawn. We have to put a stop to these chemtrails. I mean, life is difficult enough without us being infected and being made sick. And of course, that's part of the business plan, I'm sure, too. You know, more people sick, more people having insurance policies, more pharmaceutical drugs sold, more profit, and, you know, part of the big circle. Victimizing the people for a profit. And if you got smart meters, get rid of them, ban electricity, another public message. And if you're a mother, don't put your cell phone on top of your stomach. You know, it's bad, it's very destructive to your baby's brain forming, you know. You shouldn't be carrying it on you, on right next to your baby. You're doing your baby harm. I know the doctors haven't told you this because they don't know better. You know, too many people are going to the doctors and dying now because the doctors are just not educated enough. They don't know what real health care is. And they don't know what to be careful about either. I mean, it's like, you might as well forget it. I don't even want to, you know, I said enough about that already. You got to be your own doctor. It's the best way. Real health care is taking care of your health. I gave you two good clues tonight. Colloidal silver, John Ellis water, and start taking care of yourself. That's why I'm in good health, because I take care of myself. I never go to the doctor, please. Last time I went to the doctor, I was shaking my head like, what? You haven't a clue about anything. And that was the last time I went. I can't even remember how long ago that was. But I'm just giving out some good advice here. And, of course, it's coming to the end of the show. Well, all I can say, who's ever listening, tell your friends to listen. Don't be shy, call up, you know, say something. Remember, the gnome creatures don't have our interest in mind, not of this earth. Note, N-O-T-E, not of this earth. Creatures. They don't like us. They only want to use us. Can't trust them. You know, I hear the good ones are getting ready to maybe rescue us, but it's not happening fast enough. And I believe we could speed that up too. But if you think we could speed it up, get some, get in touch with me. You know, just click on my name, look up my bio, and you'll find out how to get in touch with me. And that's it. I don't do emails because emails is public information. Now I'm running for president of the United States. Damn if I'm going to let my opponents know what I'm talking about, thinking, or associating with. They'll have to find out the hard way, do the footwork and whatever if they really want to know. But I'm not going to lay it out for them on a platter. And so I have my rules. I know what real security is. Email is non-security. At the same time, you know, you hear all the stuff about the hacking and stuff like that. Well, people are willing to pay for the knowledge. You know, I have the knowledge to make anything unhackable. Again, it's ingenuity. It's not an extra firewall. It's ingenuity. That's why I have the ingenuity, and that makes me the most qualified person to be next president of the United States. So we're going for the countdown now, and tell your friends to tune in next week. If you care about changing things for the better, I'm the guy to get in touch with, because I've got a dozen game plans in the main thing is we've got to start doing things. Talk alone is not going to do it. Physical actions, even tweeting, is some form of physical action has to be done. And, okay, after my theme song at the end of the show here, it'll be followed by the first song on my CD. Songs Better Than Dylan, I call it. 23 great songs. And if you like great music, donate to my campaign. Send me that check or money order in the mail. And then I'll have your return address where I can send you the CD. And if you want the other products, Subway Fantasy DVD, if you like rock and roll movies, I got the mazes for the kids. I've got pyramids for the family members. You want to keep your bananas from going rotten, put them under a pyramid. I sell the disassembled pyramid. All you have to do is tape it together yourself. Anyhow, and then, of course, once you get your donation receipt, take it off your taxes. You ended up paying nothing for any of these things. And if you just want to donate to me, click onto my site. You know, go down to the BBS radio show, connect the dots, click on my name, and then you can get to my site, and you can send something to me, PayPal. I do need support. You know, I'm doing this whole thing by myself. You know? And I'm planning on winning, so help me out, because I'm the guy that knows what to do. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. First will be the instrumental music, which is the end to one of my rock and roll songs. I'll have that CD out in a couple weeks, the rock and roll party songs, and followed by the first song on my CD. Let's do it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to